Starting this afternoon, the entire state of Connecticut will be under a blizzard warning as a two-day storm is forecast to blanket the state in up to 30 inches of snow. Winds are expected to gust from 30 to 75 miles per hour as snow is forecast to come down at a clip of 2 to 4 inches an hour. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy has directed the state's Emergency Operations Center to open at 4 o'clock, while travel, unless for an emergency, is banned statewide starting at 9 p.m. The blizzard warning in Connecticut is in effect until early Wednesday. Meanwhile, Western Massachusetts is bracing for similar conditions. The state's transportation department says it has more than 4,000 workers ready to clear roads, with 250,000 tons of salt and 420,000 gallons of liquid de-icer on hand. Priscilla Rest is a spokeswoman with Western Massachusetts Electric Company, which, like Connecticut Light and Power, is a subsidiary of Northeast Utilities. She says the company is pre-staging materials and workers across its service area and has brought on outside line workers, troubleshooters, and tree crews.
What we are most concerned about is when the snow gets heavy and wet, and also we are watching the winds because the winds can also do significant damage to the electric system because trees are the number one cause of outages.
Rest says if power lines do come down, customers should contact the service provider and steer clear as they may still be live. Airlines have canceled more than 4,000 flights in the Northeast for Monday and Tuesday, likely to impact air travel throughout the country. As of Monday morning, 25% of the day's flight schedule and 25% of Tuesday's flights were canceled at Bradley International Airport in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. Kevin Dillon is the executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority.
We are anticipating, though, as the day goes on, that much more of the flight schedules will be canceled. In fact, most airlines will not be bringing in their terminating flights tonight. It's those terminating flights that make up tomorrow's departures. So we are anticipating that there'll be significant reductions in tomorrow's flight schedule. In fact, there may not be any commercial activity at all tomorrow.
Dillon says Bradley International, which sees 100 incoming and 100 outgoing commercial flights each day, started its storm preparation Sunday morning. More than 100 people could be working at any one time to keep the airport open.
The airlines themselves make their own decisions, so travelers really have to check with their own carrier to make sure that their particular flight is going to operate. Here at Bradley, we will try to keep the airport open throughout the duration of the storm, if only for emergency purposes. You know, as the primary commercial service airport here in Connecticut, we do try to keep at least one runway open for emergency purposes. But the fact that the airport may be open does not mean that we have commercial activity underway here at the airport.
Ress of Western Massachusetts Electric Company says people should be prepared in case the power goes out and take time to check on neighbors.
Be sure that your prescriptions have been filled, that you have fresh water in the house, that you have batteries, that you have flashlights, that you're putting them in places where you can find them, and also use common sense. You know, don't run a generator inside, or don't start, you know, we've even heard of people who will bring a grill indoors. Use common sense, and also use this little window of time we have right now before the storm hits to get yourself ready.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.